Everybody, what's up? This is Anakin1814 for a Thursday after Pizza Hut buffet lunch audio boo podcast. I'm here with my good friend Mark, and I told him he was doing a podcast with me, but not the topic, and so this is as raw as we get. Mark, the big news story yesterday that you sent me a link to, George Lucas is remastering all six Star Wars movies in 3D. And releasing them for the next 6 years in a row after 2012. What is your thought? Dead air is not appreciated.
Dead air is not appreciated. You know, the pizza smell from the buffet we just had is getting mixed up with the smell of desperation. What the hell? How do you shoot it?
Okay. Breathe a second. Here's the thing. You and I saw Star Wars, all six of them in the theater now, haven't we?
We've seen all six of
them.
We
saw the re-release.
The re-release
in the 90s.
The old school one.
What,
I mean,
did you have a problem?
We saw it. We've seen it all. The DVDs. All we don't have yet are the blue beams or the Blu-rays. and this alleged 3D disaster.
Well, and now, and also what we need to point out, you and I and a few other friends waited in line.
Froze
overnight.
Our butt off for 2 days, had people bringing us warm drinks and running off and shift to wait in line for episode one.
To get tickets for episode one.
Yeah,
for
and then we had to wait a month after that.
Yeah, yeah.
We got the tickets.
So, okay, so we have a history of Star Wars. Did you, answer yes or no. Did you think it was cool seeing the re-release in the theaters at the time?
Yes, I like that. It provided an interesting view of it. But going back to the 3D, this is just plain abuse of the fan base.
Well, 3D, that's the thing is I like Avatar in 3D. It was amazing. I like it when it's shot in 3D, like an animation, something like that. What they're doing with Star Wars here and a lot of these movies like Clash of the Titans, Alice in Wonderland, they're retrofitting it. They shoot it 2D and essentially create plates that make.
You bring up a good point, especially with Alice in Wonderland. Avatar was conceived in 3D from day one. Alice in Wonderland was in the can, and then when they saw the success with Avatar, oh, quick, we got to retool it in 3D.
Right.
Lame. Totally lame.
But now, if it's done right, it can be cool, though, right? We agree on that?
No, I disagree. Story is paramount if it lends itself...
Well, not with the Star Wars movies, because we both like the three prequels and the story.
No, I'm putting this out there. Story is paramount. If it lends itself to 3D, fine. Just taking a lame story...
Oh, I agree.
And then it's 3D... Oh, look at that.
But here's the thing with the especially the prequels.
Well,
you got to remember
it's a palette. It's like
right.
do I shoot it and
but with so much of the stuff being created as CGI, they can re-render that as a 3D image. So there
than a 3D Jar Jar.
Well, you didn't mind Jar Jar at the time. You know, get off that wagon.
But Jar Jar does not age well.
I know. But with that said, with embalming fluid.
Yeah.
With that said, I'm not exactly thrilled at the idea of 3D for this. But
I don't know how it can work. Because you have the CGs. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So
re-render
those. We got 5 minutes. Okay, we get it.
re-render those. But then you got the lifeless bodies of Padme walking around with the,
But here's the thing, is I'm more excited about the concept of all six being re-released. I'll be able to see these movies in the theater with my nephews for the first time. That's cool. Right?
But we've done it already.
We have.
And
but
like,
not that generation. There's a whole new generation of people.
Like a woman with beautiful legs and she gets a tattoo. Yeah, you're wrecking the artwork.
Okay. So as you can see here, we got 30 seconds. So we're going to... Are you going to go with me to see it? When they come out?
I'll see one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm taking a stand because I'm not buying the Blu-rays.
I am, and I'm going to bitch and moan the entire way it.
The retail site, I'm on.
So the title of this podcast is going to be Shooting a Dead Bonta, and I think we've done this in a few ways. So that's all for now, Mark. You'll do more of these podcasts with me.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to us ramble. That's all for now. Talk to you later. Say bye, Mark.
Bye.